My name is Kenneth Quick. I come from the Granville FFA chapter in upstate New York, and I'm just being elected to the Eastern Region National Vice President.
So how does that sound?
Sounds pretty unbelievable, to be honest with you. I've been in FFA for about 6 years now, and you always see these people up on stage, and to be able to have the opportunity to serve the members of this organization is something that I've been blessed with, and I'm still kind of in shock right now, to be honest with you, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Let me ask, Ken, was this a goal at some point?
Serving members was a goal for me when I got elected as a state officer in New York, and it's something that's truly been a steadfast pillar in my life. When I go through FFA, I can see that the ways that this has benefited me, and it's benefited myself, but the greatest thing in the world is to look and see how it benefits others and what you can do to help others and see that how it benefits them. I was able to do that for 365 days as I was a state officer, and being able to retire from that and go into college and live my life and still seeing how FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of students, I knew I could do more, and I knew there was more I had to do. And this is a way that I thought I could serve our industry and serve our members to the best of my ability.
So who along the way has been instrumental in making sure that you followed your dreams?
Number one would be my family. I was blessed with an amazing family that truly always had my back and supported me and encouraged me to go and chase my dreams and always tackle bigger and better things. After that, I'd say my FFA advisor, Mr. Terry Wheeler. Oh, God, this man is amazing. When I first got into high school, I walked into my ninth grade classes, and we didn't have FFA in our school at all. And all of a sudden, my teacher goes to an ag teacher's conference, and he started learning about FFA, came back, cornered me in a parking lot, asked me to help him start the chapter, and that was the best decision I've ever made in my life. And we've been running with it ever since. By the time I graduated, we had 122 members. We had winners at the state level, and we were rocking and rolling. It was a great time.
Take a moment and talk about some of the activities that you found yourself involved with over the years that you think have made a difference in your life.
The first thing that really made a huge difference in my life was being involved in the Holstein Association in New York. This was an agricultural youth organization that focused on registered Holstein cows, and this is where I first got my public speaking start and really started to learn the basics of the agricultural industry through a competition called Dairy Quiz Bowl. I fell in love with it, became kind of a dairy nerd, and made a lot of friends through that. As I went through, I played sports in high school and really learned that team building aspect. But as soon as I was able to get into FFA, that's when my life truly changed. I was able to see the impact that people can have, the impacts that an industry can have, and that opened my eyes to so many new opportunities. The trips that I've gone on and the people that I've met through FFA have changed my life. The first and foremost is the International Leadership Seminar for state officers. I spent 2 weeks in China experiencing international agriculture, and because of that, it's influenced my major and what I want to do with the rest of my life.
What kind of year are you anticipating?
An amazing one, to put it in simple terms. I mean, just to be able to go around and meet so many members and hear so many stories of how FFA has changed their life, and to connect with members who are skeptical about what this organization can do and open their eyes to the glory of what a blue jacket can do for them and how it can impact their lives. That's my goal for the next 365 days and the rest of my life.
Just one other question. Once you wrap up your term as a national officer, your FFA career is coming to an end. What's next for Ken?
Serving people is, I guess, an answer that I would throw out there, because throughout my life, I've really been able to see that how serving other people and serving this industry that has impacted my life has benefited so many people and benefited me in so many ways. Someone last night talked about the golden rule and how doing unto others is what you should be doing all the time, but they said the platinum rule is the better one, where you do more for others than you would ever expect in return. And through the rest of my life, no matter where it takes me, hopefully in international policy and international trade and finance, which is my major at Cornell University, but doing more for others than I would ever expect in return and truly making a difference in every way that I can.
When you started that chapter 4 years ago, did you ever imagine that you'd be here today?
No, I did not. And I'm telling you, it is just a dream come true to be able to be here and ready to serve.
Congratulations on being elected a national officer in this FFA organization.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.